Our colleague James McIntosh has been hobnobbing with the world's elite in Davos, Switzerland.
I'm at the World Economic Forum. It's evening here, so the bars are open and people are rushing around outside the meeting room. And
Davos is at this meeting, world leaders, business executives, and other movers and shakers discuss the biggest problems of the day. And this year, there's a lot on the agenda, including the state of the global economy.
The sort of debate of the day is around whether we are actually heading for recession, and a bunch of people who think it's going to get very much worse from here.
One of the reasons they think things are going to get worse is because stock markets have been plunging.
Year to date, you can see the NASDAQ 100 down about 25%.
The Dow tumbling almost 1,200 points in the worst trading day since June 2020.
Yet another head-spinning day, plunging for almost 3 hours into bear market territory, signifying a drop.
A bear market. A fall in the stock market that could hit everything from people's retirements to their job security to their spending power. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Tuesday, May 24th. Coming up on the show, if stocks are in bear market territory, what does that say about the economy?
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
The official definition of a bear market is when stock markets fall 20% from the most recent peak. Why is it called a bear market?
So you have to go back to the 18th century or perhaps earlier, but the language was adopted of bulls and bears amongst the stock traders of the time, where bulls are people who think the market's going up, charging ahead.
Yeah, what does this say about bears? I mean, bears are ferocious too, right?
Yeah, they don't do so much in the way of charging, do they?
No, they hibernate too.
Yeah, they hibernate, yeah, which I guess is what investors should do during a bear market, is you should hibernate and not be investing.
The U.S. economy has been rocky for a while, from inflation at home to big global factors.
Obviously, Russia invading Ukraine has caused all sorts of problems across supply chains, across energy prices, across food prices. And then you've got China and the lockdown in Shanghai, their COVID lockdown, which has again caused huge problems for the very large number of companies that source components from China because they just can't get them. So there's been a whole bunch of bad things that have hit.
For a while, the stock market seemed somewhat immune to these big stressors. It would fall and then it would mostly recover. But in the last few weeks, markets have been trending downward.
So it's pretty messy. If you want to see the real mess, you look at the small tech stocks, which have losses of 70% plus from their highs last year. But it's also been very painful for a bunch of very large companies. We saw last week Walmart and Target had appalling days, the sort of day that you normally have in a gigantic stock market crash.
Last week, Target lost a third of its value, and Walmart dropped by almost 20%. And on Friday, it wasn't just Walmart and Target. Stocks across the board took a dive and hit that bear market trigger.
As of Friday, we were briefly in the middle of the day down 20% from the highs in January on the S&P 500 index. And that's quite a moment, partly because people have lost a lot at 20% down, partly because it's sort of psychologically important.
Psychologically important because the fear is that 20% down is just the beginning.
And that's really what people are thinking about when they talk about a bear market. that it goes on for a long time. The market just keeps grinding down for years at a time. And that's really what you worry about a bear market, not just this sort of technical definition of a 20% fall.
Sometimes bear markets could last for just a few days, and other times for decades, like in Europe at the beginning of the 20th century.
If you look, for example, in Austria, it took upwards of 90 years if you invested shortly before the First World War in the Viennese stock market before you had your money back adjusted for inflation. You could have been in the red for more than 90 years. And that obviously is a very, very extreme example.
Bear markets continue to come and go over the decades. In the U.S., there was a particularly painful bear market during the 70s.
The 1970s were the most hideous of these, at least in living memory, when the terrible recessions meant that you could be underwater as an investor for a really very long time.
When you described the 1970s as hideous, what did you mean?
If you were investing in stocks in the 1970s, it was a terrible time. So there was a horrible bear market that started in 1973 and didn't bottom out until late in 1974. It was soul destroying. It was something that just dragged on. And every time people thought they were coming out of it, they took another hit and it got worse. And a lot of people just gave up and stopped trying to trade or time the market at all. So it was a pretty bad time. And plus, you know, I mean, really, some of that early 70s music is just terrible.
What in particular would you say?
Oh, God, glam rock. I mean, really.
There were also bear markets that started in 2000 and in 2007, and then right at the beginning of the pandemic, when stocks fell more than 30%. But that bear market was short-lived, lasting just a few weeks.
It was an extremely sharp turnaround. Instead of all these companies failing and investors losing everything, the government stepped in, the central bank stepped in, not just in the US, but all around the world. And that allowed investors to say, actually, we're going to be fine here, as it turned out to be for the stock market. And eventually, economically, that they could see a way out of it. So it was good. That's also been the case, at least I would argue that's been the case many times in the past.
Coming up, why a bear market this time could last longer.
This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Tap the banner to learn more or visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
How well do we know the people we work with every day? We share lunches, jokes, and deadlines, but are we aware of the unseen struggles we often face silently? Stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or feeling misunderstood at work. Through insight, awareness, and empathy, we can start to better see the issues our coworkers are dealing with, and that can make us and our companies healthier too. Join Holly Robinson-Pete and her guests on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare.
Bear markets have to do with the value of stocks, but they also have an impact on the broader economy.
So people who were feeling flush with cash because stock prices were high were more likely to go out and spend some of it, which makes the economy better. After losing 20%, well, they're less likely to go out and buy that new sofa if they're worrying about needing to save more for their pension. There is also a link to what CEOs are likely to decide to do. So if your stock is down a lot, you're probably not going to go out on a big acquisition spree. You're probably not going to say, now's the time for a massive expansion plan. You're probably not going to say, I want to rush out and hire hundreds or thousands of new staff. because to some extent the stock market's telling you it's not so interested in you going out and expanding anymore. So that's why it matters to people who aren't investors. I would hope that you're doing some saving for your pension.
Time is running out.
Well, of course, there is a plus side here. And the plus side is, if you're still in the savings part of your life and most of your savings are ahead of you, you don't want stocks to be really high because you're having to buy them. You want them to be buying them when they're low, right? So stocks are 20% cheaper. The stock market's having a sale.
Right, so there's this big question now. Is now the time to buy the dip, to buy at the trough?
Exactly. But, you know, you might buy when they're 20% down and find they go to 40% down. But you're still better off having bought at 20% down than you were having bought at the peak.
Even though some investors might buy the dip and make some money, there's a bigger fear looming over the market. And that's the R word.
Does a bear market indicate a recession?
No. A deep bear market almost always coincides with a recession, but 20% down absolutely doesn't.
What is a deep bear market?
There's this technical bear market, which is 20% down. But a deep bear market, you could lose 50%. You could lose more than that. Lost almost 60% in 2009. And if we are in one of these long-lasting bear markets, then you really don't want to be in stocks. That's just not a great place to be. You want to have at least less than you would usually have of your money in the stock market.
Can I ask you a kind of personal question?
I might not answer.
Where are you? Because I hear laughter in the background.
I'm in a meeting room. And Davos is a fairly small upmarket ski resort in the mountains, on which tens of thousands of people descend every year. So all these temporary buildings get built. So the building I'm in is a rather rickety construct made out of, I suspect, something like plywood.
Getting back to bear markets, there's another curveball right now, and that's inflation. Prices are rising at their fastest rate in decades, and the Federal Reserve is trying to slow that down, which it does by raising interest rates. But rising interest rates puts more pressure on stock markets.
Quite clearly at the moment, the Federal Reserve is focused on inflation. And frankly, the Fed should be worried about inflation, which is why it kind of doesn't care that the market's fallen 20%. So that's a bad sign for investors. It's unlikely that the Fed is going to help out anytime soon.
And the problem is, the fight against inflation and the fight against a bear market are directly opposed. And the Fed is prioritizing inflation. But there are risks.
If the Fed messes it up and raises interest rates so much that they push the economy into a recession, and they keep on raising interest rates in that recession because they're so worried about inflation, then you could have a really, really nasty outcome. Even if you think it's not very likely, it is at least plausible. And that makes it quite hard to try and decide where to put your money.
Do you feel like a bear market is an inevitability at this point?
Well, depending on your definition, we had one on Friday. The market was very briefly in a bear market, not for very long, but it was in a bear market. So on that basis, then, well, it's not so much inevitable as it's happened already. But I don't think that a deep bear market where we stay in it for years is inevitable, because I think that will only happen if we have a recession.
And if you were to provide scoring for the moment that we're in, like what musical track would you pick?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't thought about that.
I know. It's a tough one. It's a wicked question.
I know. I rather like the primitive song Crash, which seems appropriate as well. It's proper bubblegum pop. It's a fabulous track.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Good stuff. Yeah.
That's all for today, Tuesday, May 24th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. If you like our show, follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We're out every weekday afternoon. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.